Coming up on episode number 449, switching around cover story night, putting it on a Tuesday night this week, we're going to be taking a look at the music of Dave Edmunds, who gained notoriety with his work with Rockpile and Nick Lowe. You're going to hear his covers as well as covers of his music. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's April 15th, tax day, 2008. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of the Cover Story on Coverville, where we take an artist or a performer or a band and look at their life's music or look at their output via cover songs. And tonight it's Dave Edmunds. Now, maybe you're not familiar with Dave Edmunds. He was big in the UK. He was a part of the group Rockpile, worked a lot with Nick Lowe, who of course was they were all in that group, the Stiff Records group, with Elvis Costello and Nick Lowe, Dave Edmunds. He's definitely a roots rocker, kind of the rockabilly style, and you're going to hear that in his music all throughout the show. We're going to start things off with a cover he did of a George Jones track. I love this song, and I love the lyric play in the song, all the different puns and things that are used. The song is called The Race Is On. You'll find it on the Dave Edmunds Anthology from 1981. Here's Dave Edmunds with The Race Is On.
I feel tears welling up, going deep inside, like my heart's gonna get ripped. And the stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never shake. You might say that I was taking. In love, never one suspecting what the final result could be. Now I live in fear, waking up each morning, finding that you're gone from me. There's aching pain in my heart for the name of the one that I had to replace. Somebody new came up to win her, and I came out in second place. Now the race is on, and here comes pride at the backstretch. Try not to fall. My heart's out of the running.
Well, I can remember like it was only yesterday. Love was young and foolish, like a little child at play. But oh, how love has changed. I never dreamed how easily. For now I'm just a shadow of the boy I used to be. Oh yeah, yeah. And when I write the book about my love, it will be about a man who was torn in half, about his hope and ambition wasted through the years. The pain will be written on every page in tears. When I write,
when I write the book,
when I write the book about my love,
when I write the book about my love.
I was a fool to myself when I kept on running around, and I felt a little better when I tried settling down. Maybe some magic moment I've known, but not for long. For all too soon the magic was in a moment gone. Oh yeah, yeah. And when I write the book about my love, it'll be a heartbreaking story of bad love and love. When I get down on the pages, all I felt, it will make the hardest heart if the critics are felt. Is bad because my love life is sadder than sad. When I write the book about my love, you'll be a pop publication, tougher than tough. When I get down on the pages, all I've missed, it will shoot to the top of the bestseller's list.
When I write,
when I write
the book,
or when I write the book about my love,
when I write the book.
When I Write the Book, performed there by Sparkle Jets UK from a 2005 tribute to Nick Lowe called Low Profile. That's a Rockpile song, and so it fits here. Rockpile had Nick Lowe, but it also had Dave Edmunds and Billy Bremner. We'll talk about Rockpile more in a second here. Before that, A1 on the Jukebox by Elizabeth McQueen and the Firebrands from an album called Happy Doing What We're Doing, which came out in 2005. If you're a Nick Lowe, Squeeze, Elvis Costello fan, this is an excellent tribute album to pick up because it's got, basically it's a cover of all those Brit rock, pub rockers, I guess is probably a good description. Graham Parker, Dave Edmunds, Eddie and the Hot Rods, Brinsley Schwartz, Elvis Costello, Squeeze, Rockpile. She does covers of all those groups on this album, Happy Doing What We're Doing, and it's a fantastic album, definitely worth picking up. Dave Edmunds started us off with his cover of George Jones' The Race Is On, the birthday boy himself leading us in this. Did I mention that it's his birthday today? Yeah, happy birthday, Dave Edmunds, April 15th, 1944, in Cardiff, in Wales. Coverville today is brought to you by Audio Engine USA, makers of fine products like their desktop and bookshelf speakers, as well as the AW1 wireless adapter. Now, you have, basically, it's wireless audio. It's a way to get your music from here to way over there. If you have a setup in your house where you don't want to run wires all across to get your audio, or maybe you're in a small apartment, maybe you're renting a place and you can't cut up the walls to put wires behind them, then this is the perfect thing. It's two little matchbook-sized USB adapters. You plug one into your laptop or into some sort of audio device to send out, and then you plug the other one into the receiver, which is either your stereo system, your wireless speakers, or your speakers that aren't nearby, things like that, and you wirelessly send the music from one to the other. It works with iPods, it works with laptops, it works with desktop systems. Basically, you've got two ways of getting the audio into each of these things, either via USB or via 1/8 inch stereo jack. And so you can use all those different combinations to send your music from here to over there. It's $150. It's available from Audio Engine, Audio Engine USA. Use the link on coverville.com to send you over there, and that way we can keep track of who's finding them via Coverville. And check it out. Comes in a nice shiny black, and it's the AW1 wireless adapter. All right, so we were talking about Rock Pile earlier. Basically, it was a group of guys, Nick Lowe, who was a collaborating partner for Dave Edmunds for a long time. Also, Billy Bremner. I'm trying to remember who else was in there. Let's see here. Well, I'm not going to be able to find it. Terry Williams, I believe. Yeah, Terry Williams on guitar, Billy Bremner on guitar. Terry Williams on drums and Billy Bremner on guitar. The group collaborated not just as Rock Pile, but also as Dave Edmunds' backing group for his albums and Nick Lowe's backing group for his albums. And we'll talk about a little bit more about that after the next set. Let's go ahead and get to a Rock Pile track. This was a single. It was part of an EP that came with the only Rock Pile album to get released, which was called Seconds of Pleasure back in 1980. On that EP, there were several covers, live covers, that Dave Edmunds and Nick Lowe had done of the Everly Brothers, which was interesting because Dave grew up playing along to Everly Brothers records, and then in 1984, he actually ended up producing their comeback album, EB84. So let's get to an Everly Brothers cover. This is a cover that Linda Ronstadt also made into a hit. It's called When Will I Be Loved, and one of the things I really dig about this track is the interplay between Nick Lowe and Dave Edmunds. Very brief interplay, but interplay nonetheless at the very beginning of the song. Here's When Will I Be Loved by Nick Lowe and Dave Edmunds.
It's called When Will I Be Loved.
Uh-oh. What, as quick as that?
It's in A, Nick.
Yeah, all right. They all look the same to me.
I
A song called Queen of Hearts, which was written by Hank DeVito, performed there by Dave Edmonds from his 1979 album Repeat When Necessary. Of course, Juice Newton had a big hit with that in the early 80s. Dave Edmonds, I believe, was the original performer of that song. I can't find, even though Hank DeVito wrote it, I can't find that he performed it or recorded a version earlier than Dave Edmonds. So, as far as I know, Dave Edmonds was the original villain on that one. Now, that came from Dave Edmonds' album Repeat When Necessary. And I mentioned earlier that the band Rockpile acted as Nick Lowe's backing band for his album and Dave Edmonds' backing band for his album Repeat When Necessary. And they actually did record Labor of Lust for Nick Lowe and Repeat When Necessary all in the same sessions. And so you're basically hearing Rockpile albums that were never referred to as Rockpile albums when you listen to those. Queen of Hearts by Dave Edmonds. Before that, you heard When Will I Be Loved by Rockpile, a cover really performed there just by Dave Edmonds and Nick Lowe, a cover of the Everly Brothers. Of course, like I said, Linda Ronstadt had a big hit with a cover of that song as well. And that came along as an EP that came with Seconds of Pleasure, but now when you buy the CD of Seconds of Pleasure, all those songs are thrown in as well. And of all the albums that I've played on the show or I'm going to play on the show, Seconds of Pleasure is absolutely the one you need to pick up to get your Nick Lowe and Dave Edmonds fix. It's excellent. All right, let's get to another song here. It's Rock This Town, which, of course, was a huge hit for Stray Cats. Now, Stray Cats did record the original version. Don't worry, I'm not going to mess with your mind there. However, Brian Setzer co-wrote that track with Dave Edmonds, and so I thought it would be a fitting tribute to include it on this show. The cover I'm going to play comes from a 2006 album called Race and the Devil by the appropriately named Lee Rocker. Here's Lee Rocker with Rock This Town. We'll be right back. sounding off indeed. That's Blackie and the Rodeo Kings from the 1999 album Kings of Love, closing out the show with a cover of Dave Edmunds' King of Love. Before that, you heard the Saber Dance, originally by Kachaturian. The cover there is by a group called Love Sculpture. Comes from their album Chronicles. Now, this is a band that Dave Edmunds belonged to in 1968. They released this song in 1968 as a single, and I think it was a brief hit for Love Sculpture. And then we start off the set with Rock This Town, of course, a big hit for Stray Cats, co-written by Brian Setzer and Dave Edmunds. So there's your Dave Edmunds connection for that. And it's funny, it's like you look back at some of these songs, a lot of Dave Edmunds' best well-known songs are covers themselves, and I could have easily done an entire show just of Dave Edmunds covers. But when you look at those songs, you see the big difference between he and Nick Lowe. And Nick Lowe got the nickname Basher because he liked to get in the studio, crank out the songs, and be done, whereas Dave Edmunds was more of a perfectionist. He liked to mimic as closely the sound of the original song as possible, which isn't one of my favorite techniques for a cover song, but for a lot of his stuff, it really works. That's the Dave Edmunds cover story, bringing it to a close here. If you want to get in touch with me for a recommendation or quest, maybe there was something I forgot. Maybe you're really bummed that I left out a cover of Crawling from the Wreckage or I Knew the Bride When She Used to Rock and Roll. Well, get in touch with me. Email me at coverville@gmail.com. Call me at 206-222-COVER or post a message on the weblog or on the forums at www.coverville.com. We'll be back on Thursday with a massive, massive episode. This is probably going to be an hour and a half long when I factor in all of the discussion and all the music that we talk about. It's the big cover blog roundtable discussion. Basically, if you want to put together a group of cover song experts, there's no better place. There's no better group of cover song experts than the ones you're going to hear in the roundtable discussion on Thursday. And all your burning questions about cover songs, hopefully they'll get answered. If not, then we'll have to save it for a round two of the roundtable. We'll have the old request show coming up on the Sunday. And then next Tuesday is going to be the Blues Brothers anniversary, so covers of and by the Blues Brothers. And then Thursday is Take Your Son, a week from Thursday is Take Your Son to Work Day, so Tristan will be joining me for an episode of covers of songs from a game that he and I like to play together called Rock Band. So all that's coming up in the next week and a half, giving you a great heads up here on what to listen for over the next week and a half. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly.com.